Sunday, June 14th, 2026. Daily Devotion, from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg. It's taken from Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 4 through 11. These are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah. Thus says the Lord, we have heard a cry of panic, of terror, and of no peace. Ask now and see, can a man bear a child? Why then do I see every man with his hands on his stomach like a woman in labor? Why has every face turned pale? Alas, that day is so great there is none like it. It is a time of distress for Jacob, yet he shall be saved out of it. And it shall come to pass in that day, declares the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off your neck, and I will burst your bonds, and foreigners shall no more make a servant of him. But they shall serve the Lord their God and David their king, whom I will raise up for them. Then fear not, O Jacob my servant, declares the Lord, nor be dismayed, O Israel. For behold, I will save you from far away, and your offspring from the land of their captivity. Jacob shall return and have quiet and ease, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with you to save you, declares the Lord. I will make a full end of all the nations among whom I scattered you. But of you I will not make a full end. I will discipline you in just measure, and I will by no means leave you unpunished. Fear not, I am with you. The words spoken through Jeremiah come in the midst of distress and judgment. God does not pretend that his people's suffering is unreal. Their wounds are deep, and their troubles are the result of sin. Yet the Lord also speaks a greater word, deliverance. He promises that he will not make a full end of his people, even though he disciplines them. This promise finds its fulfillment in Christ. Humanity's greatest problem is not earthly hardship, but sin and its consequences. At the cross, Jesus bore the judgment we deserved. There, God dealt with our sin completely, not by destroying us, but by placing our punishment upon his Son. Through his death and resurrection, Christ has secured our rescue from sin, death, and the devil. When trials come, Christians may wonder whether God has abandoned them. Jeremiah reminds us that the Lord remains faithful. He disciplines his love, preserves his people, and ultimately delivers them through Christ crucified. Amen.